This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're a farmer, you'll soon be receiving a form for the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The Department of Ag's National Ag Statistics Service says farmers and ranchers across the nation will begin receiving the forms in 8 weeks. Producers can mail in their completed census or respond online. Conducted once every 5 years, the Census of Ag is a complete count of all U.S. farms, ranches, and those people who operate them. The USDA says it's the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial ag data for every state and county in the country. Producers will see a new question about military veteran status, expanded questions about food marketing practices, and questions about on-farm decision-making to better capture the roles and contributions of beginning farmers, women farmers, and others involved in running the business. And if you'd like more information or the web form, you can find those online at agcensus.usda.gov. The state crop report says corn harvest is 11% complete compared to 5% last week, and 9% of soybeans are harvested for the state. M&M Service Company has been busy with harvest, and this morning we'll check in with crop specialist Matt Boston about grain quality, yields, and locations for farmers to grab a bite to eat this week.
Crops in my area, once again, look pretty good. Like you said, there's some area growers up in this northern Macoupin and Montgomery County territory that, of course, are waiting for fields to dry down, so it was kind of slow. There was some heavier movement starting yesterday, Monday, of course, first of the week. Just doing some current moisture checks in corn, it seems like. I think with the increased kernel size, that the moderate temperature of August allowed this corn to have a strong finish, and, of course, that led to some slower dry down in this area. Beans, on the other hand, with a lot of early planted beans, say I'm saying that mid-April, early maturing beans, are starting to ripen a little quicker. They were handling the heat in a quicker fashion as in dry down. So there was actually probably more beans being cut in this area over corn. And I think a lot of the reason is due to the tightly margined market prices, where, you know, corn is standing very, very well in these fields. Grain quality is phenomenal. I'm not seeing a lot of ear droppage on some non-GMO or lower traded packages on corn. And so I think a lot of growers' mentality is let the field do the drying. In that sense, try to take advantage of the wider window of soybean cutting due to the fact we haven't seen a lot of foggy mornings. And so we're getting good windows in cutting soybeans. And they're running now roughly around 8 all the way up to 13% on soybeans. And so corn, on the other hand, is still taking a while to dry down. However, this week I have a feeling it's going to start ramping up on both corn and soybean harvest.
Well, all good things mostly that you've said. Awesome to hear that the quality of the grain has been really good. As far as yields go, when I talk with farmers, and this has been the word throughout the growing season, variability, so I assume that's probably what you're seeing too, but yield-wise, maybe you've seen the most in soybeans. What are your thoughts? Because with the spotty rain showers and stuff we had, it's really been kind of a crazy season.
Yeah, it's been a crazy one, no doubt, because coming into harvest on our anticipated yield checks, we were seeing variable planting populations, variable ear size in a lot of these fields. I know there was a lot of replant done in this area, both mainly on corn, a little bit on soybeans. And so as we're taking the crops out, the corn and soybeans out of the field, my average on corn has probably been anywhere 20 to 30 above my anticipated check before harvest. And on soybeans, the same way, you know, it's been roughly 10 to 20 bushel higher than anticipated prior to harvest and cutting. So very, very good yields in this area. Of course, we haven't really tapped into the later planted corn or soybeans just quite yet, so planting date could play a big role in that. However, yields are very, very surprisingly higher than anticipated, or shockingly higher than anticipated, just due to the fact of the conditions that we faced during the growing season. But like I said, with the moderate temperatures in August, it allowed that crop to finish better than ever. And so I think just alone in the month of August, we added some bushels, no doubt.
Any ballpark numbers that you could throw out for us? You don't have to give us exact, but just averages of where the yields have been?
Yeah, so, you know, on corn, once again, we really haven't tapped into a lot of cornfields, but there is some averages coming in. I would say anywhere between 200 and 230 on averages on corn. And then, of course, you're going to have fields that would average higher than that as well. But that's just a good ballpark figure, in my opinion. On soybeans, coming into the season, we were doing pod counts between 50 to 65, and so that's kind of where we were anticipating yield. However, averages coming in with a lot of the yield checks that I have done and whole field averages, we're averaging in between 70 and all the way up to 85, maybe even higher in some cases as well. But I'd say that's a pretty good average. I've heard a lot of upper 70s, lower 80s on field averages on soybeans, so that is very, very exciting in this day and age with the soybean genetics.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like good news. And with harvest, it's always important to take breaks and drink and eat some food. And M&M Service has a few of those events going on throughout the week and coming weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd like to share, of course, we have our harvest cookout. We anticipated this harvest cookout about a week or two ago. However, we knew with the moderate August, we weren't going to be in the field, so we pushed it back. So, of course, this week is going to be our Macoupin County Harvest Cookout, and so I'd like to share with growers just the schedule for those. Today, Wednesday, September 27th, we'll be in Palmyra for a harvest cookout, so any of those area growers in that neck of the woods, definitely stop by there. Thursday, September 28th, we'll be in Carlinville, and Friday, September 29th, we'll be in Chesterfield. So, yeah, this is a great time to stop and take a break and eat a nice meal and get back to work. So that's one thing we appreciate doing here at M&M Service, due to the fact we appreciate the business that we receive from area growers.
Sounds great, Matt. Always nice to give farmers a chance to take a break and a way for you guys to say thanks to all your farmers and customers. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us today? Obviously, harvest is your main focus right now. What are you going to be thinking about next after we get these crops out of the field?
Yeah, so the next steps, of course, is definitely 2018 crop planning. So by that is, you know, lime, of course, is being put on the field to get those prerequisites in line, such as pH. Fertility, of course, that's going to be a big one for fall fertility, especially for the northern part. I'd say north of Route 16, you know, that's going to be huge. Of course, seed bookings. Planning for 2018 crop, fall burn down, like we mentioned last year, is probably going to be bigger than ever due to the fact the increased pressure of winter annuals. So there's a lot of things definitely to prepare for here in the fall of 2017 and winter of 2017 to roll into 2018. And of course, there's a lot of things we can learn from in 2017 that we can forecast for 2018, in that matter.
Matt Boston, crop specialist for M&M Service Company. And that's it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.